Good morning. Thank you for joining today's media call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. During the question and answer session, you may press star one to ask a question. This call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this point. I will now turn the call over to Michael Short of the National Association of Manufacturers. Michael, you may begin.
Thanks a lot, and good morning, everyone, and thank you for everyone who joined the call this morning. With the debate underway on the Senate floor already and a final vote expected as early as later today, tax reform is front and center for manufacturers. And to discuss this and the importance for Senator Johnson to vote in favor of tax reform, I've got Jay Timmons, President and CEO of the National Association of Manufacturers, Kurt Bauer, President and CEO, Wisconsin Manufacturing and Commerce, and Austin Ramirez, President and CEO of Husco International, which is based in Waukesha, Wisconsin. They're all here to discuss the importance of tax reform and the importance that Senator Johnson support the bill on the floor. With that, I'll kick it over to Jay.
Thanks. Thanks, Michael. And thank you all for joining us ahead of what we believe will be a historic vote in the United States Senate today. And it's going to be a pivotal moment for America, for Wisconsin, and for manufacturing workers all over our country. Tax reform is the manufacturing issue of this generation, and so I want to be very direct. There is no better, no bigger, no bolder way to support manufacturing in Wisconsin and across the country than for senators to cast a vote for comprehensive tax reform. And I have to say we're very encouraged by Senator Johnson's vote for the bill in committee on Tuesday and for voting to move it to for floor consideration yesterday. And so manufacturers all over the country, and certainly manufacturers in Wisconsin, are standing up for tax reform. We've been hearing from our members all year, and especially our small and medium-sized manufacturers, which is why I'm so happy that Austin was able to join us today. They've spoken very loudly and very clearly. Tax reform is the right thing to do for manufacturing workers, and they don't want to wait any longer. In fact, in our last Manufacturers Outlook survey, almost 65% of our 14,000 members responded that they would increase investment in equipment and other capital when tax reform is enacted. 64% said that they would expand their businesses, 57% said that they would hire more manufacturing workers, and 52% reported that they would increase wages and benefits. So tax reform is a good thing for manufacturers. A strong manufacturing sector is good for America and also for American workers. Tax reform has the power to transform our industry and to propel us into the future and lift us to new heights, and that's why it's manufacturers' number one priority. You know, manufacturers today are facing mounting and fierce competition from overseas, and other countries, well, they've figured it out. They've lowered their tax rates. They've modernized their tax codes. And meanwhile, our small manufacturers are at a disadvantage, and our large manufacturers face the highest statutory corporate tax rate in the developed world. So it's not fair to our workers who have to shoulder the burden of that competition. America hasn't seen big reform focused on competitiveness in more than three decades, and it's our workers who are paying the price as manufacturers fight to compete and succeed. So we want America to remain the best place to invest, the best place to do business, the best place to create jobs, and to raise wages. And this bill makes that possible, which is why the NAM will designate it a key vote. I have to say Ron Johnson has been a true and consistent champion of manufacturing and manufacturing workers throughout his career in the Senate. We respect all he's done for our sector as a senator, and we're encouraging him to be there for us again on this critical vote for tax reform. So now let me turn it over to Kurt Bauer. Kurt is the president and CEO of the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, and that is the NAM's official state affiliate in Wisconsin. Kurt?
Thanks, Jay. Good morning, everybody. So everybody knows, WMC is a kind of a hybrid organization. In addition to being the State Manufacturers Association, we're also the State Chamber of Commerce. We represent 3,800 businesses of all sizes and from all sectors, but about 51% of our members are manufacturers because Wisconsin is a manufacturing state. About 20% of our state GDP comes from manufacturing, which is why this is such an important issue for us. And, you know, to piggyback on what Jay said, global competitiveness is absolutely critical for manufacturers in Wisconsin. They compete against other nations, and, of course, we're a big export state, not only just manufacturing, but our ag goods as well. And the other nations of the world, the industrialized nations of the world, seems to have understood that the tax rate means global competitiveness. That's why China's at 25% and the U.K. is at 20%, Canada at 15%. So you can see that the United States is definitely an outlier at 35%, and it's something that we have to reform if we want to see GDP growth nationwide improve, if we want to be globally competitive. We have a real opportunity here in Wisconsin and nationwide to see a surge in manufacturing growth. We've got the productivity, we've got the innovation, we've got the great workers, we've got the great companies. What we need is a competitive business climate nationally, and tax reform is the best way to get us there. So now let me turn it over to an actual manufacturer operating in Wisconsin, Austin Ramirez from Husco.
Thanks, Kurt. Good morning, everybody. The manufacturing community in Milwaukee and Wisconsin has been waiting a long time for this opportunity to make our tax system more competitive. And while the details associated with this legislation are complex, and we have to get those details right, we can't waste this opportunity that we have to make our tax system more competitive with the rest of the world. We just have to get the yes. I'm the president and CEO of Husker International. We're a manufacturing company headquartered in Waukesha, Wisconsin. We've got about 1,400 employees, both here in Wisconsin and in the U.S. and also around the world. We do about half of our sales in the United States and half of our sales overseas, and our employment is split roughly along those same lines. We are structured as an S-Corp. We're a privately held company, and the single most important thing that we need to see out of this tax reform is permanent, more competitive S-Corp tax rates. I compete against competitors in Asia and in Europe that are operating in a different paradigm with lower tax rates, and ultimately the high rates in the U.S. make us less competitive versus our foreign competitors. If we get this right, if we get tax reform right, it leads to more growth for Husco, more investment for us here at home and around the world, more employment, higher wages, all the sorts of good things that the American worker and the American economy is looking for. In addition to getting S-Corp rates permanently lowered and more competitive, I also think we need to maintain the R&D tax credit, and I also believe that accelerated depreciation is a really important component of this plan that will supercharge our U.S. economy and help us maintain our competitive advantage around the world.
Great. Michael, we'll turn it back to you.
Kurt, did you have any last thoughts before we open it up for Q&A?
No, yeah, I was just, I apologize. I was just going to echo what Austin said. You know, as the head of the State Manufacturers Association, the State Chamber, my job is to travel around the state. In fact, I'm on the road right now. I'm sitting in a gas station in Rosendale, Wisconsin, coming back from a meeting in Green Bay. And what they're telling me is exactly what Austin said. And they say it also, you know, not just in the anecdotal meetings that I get when I visit a factory, but also in our economic survey that we do twice per year. This is absolutely imperative, and we can't squander the opportunity. So, Michael, back to you.
All right, operator, we're ready to take some questions.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, you may press star 1 now. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted. Your name is required to introduce your question. To withdraw your request, you may press star 2. One moment, please, for the first question. At this time, there are no questions on queue. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now.
Okay, I've done press in Wisconsin. You guys aren't shy.
Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. At this time, there are no questions on queue, and I'd like to hand a... There you go. Our first question...
Michael, we'll hand it back to you.
Sean, your line is on.
Yeah, I just wanted to know if... I mean, you're focusing on Senator Johnson here, given his vote with the, you know, the motion to proceed. Is there any really concern that he would vote against this? And also, what do you think about the concerns he's raised with how this treats different businesses differently?
Well, clearly, Senator Johnson has indicated that he's concerned and he's withheld support for final legislation. Look, he's made some very astute points. We want to make sure that S-corps, meaning pass-through entities, small businesses generally, are treated fairly, and they're treated in the same competitive way that C corps are. So, for instance, the House bill incorporated permanent lower statutory tax rates for small businesses, and we didn't see the same in the initial version of the Senate bill. So there will likely be some potential amendments, and in fact, Senator Johnson is talking about some things that he would like to do. We'll have to see what the final package looks like, but directionally, making sure that we are supporting the lifeblood and the engine of the American economy, which is small businesses, particularly small manufacturing businesses, is the right direction to head in.
Yeah, this is Kurt. Let me just chime in as well. Senator Johnson is very unique in the U.S. Senate because he's got a manufacturing background. I believe he's the only one in the Senate with that manufacturing background, the only one in the entire Congress. I'm not sure about that, but I think that he takes a unique perspective because of that manufacturing background. And also, keep in mind, in Wisconsin, about 90%, maybe north of 90% of businesses are organized as a pass-through entity. So he's representing business in Wisconsin when he's concerned about this issue. I've talked to his staff. He wants to get to yes. I think ultimately we'll get there.
Operator, do we have any further questions?
Thank you. At this time, there are no questions on queue. Once again, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. At this time, there are no questions on queue. I'd like to hand the call back to our speakers.
Well, okay, I'll just wrap it up and thank everybody for joining us. As we've all said, this is a pivotal time for manufacturers. We have heard great support from the White House, from the halls of Congress, both the House and the Senate, about growing the manufacturing economy, the surest way to make sure that we achieve the goals that everybody seems to be setting in terms of manufacturing growth is to pass comprehensive and competitive tax reform that lowers the corporate rate to 20% or lower and locks in lower rates for small businesses as well. So this vote is one more step in the progress toward achieving that, and we look forward to talking with you again soon as this process moves forward.
Okay, that concludes today's call. Thank you, everybody.
Thanks so much.
And that concludes today's call. Thank you all for participating. You may now disconnect.